relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
From an FBI perspective, we are seeing a wide array of very dangerous threats that emanate from the border. There is a particular network where some of the overseas facilitators of the smuggling network have ISIS ties that we're very concerned about, and that we've been spending an enormous amount of effort with our partners investigating.
A new threat coming from our region south of the border. That was the director of the FBI in his latest testimony. But I thought we had a border. Everything was copacetic. There's no crisis because Biden's in the White House. Yeah, believe that. I got a bridge to sell you. Very special one-on-one today with a good friend of mine. We've known each other for many years, and he actually knows the truth about the region. I can't tell you how many people reached out to me, friends, listeners I don't know, people who DM'd me after the last time we had him in studio to talk about what's really happening in our hemisphere. So we said we have to get him back because he's been on the road. He is former Marine, most importantly, Joseph Humire. He is the executive director of the Center for a Secure Free Society. Joseph, thank you for coming back in studio.
No, it's a pleasure, sir.
And I have to say, I got multiple people, regular callers, listeners, strangers who said, wow, that briefing from Joseph about what China, Iran, and Russia are doing, how they're part of the caravans of illegals, absolutely stunning. So let's start with the director of the FBI. There's a new threat coming from south of the border. You've just got back from the region, so he's right, right?
Well, he's right, except for one thing, it's not new. This has been going on for a long time, and those that are paying attention to Latin America, such as I do, have been seeing this escalate over the years. And what the border really represents is a symptom of the failures of U.S. foreign policy in Latin America for decades. And I think part of that failure is the idea that the United States needs to play nice with China, needs to play nice with Russia, ignore Iran. And while we've been doing that, those three actors in particular have basically been dominating. They've dominated most of South America pretty much at this point. And now they're focused on Mexico and Central America.
Well, talk about Mexico, as you said before we went on air, that like that's the prize. Yeah. If they can capture Mexico, that's it. The hemisphere is theirs. But let's start for those who say, I mean, maybe they didn't hear your last interview. Maybe they just tuned in. What on earth is China, Iran, and Russia doing in Latin America? What are they doing in our hemisphere? China's rather far away from this region, as is Russia, as is Iran. So let's start at the beginning. What is their goal? Why are they here? And what are they involved in?
So they are diminishing a geographic disadvantage that they had in the 20th century. Now, the Soviet Union tried this in the 20th century during the Cold War to mixed results. They did get some Cuban-supported communist countries that's kind of stood up, but most of them didn't last, and the Soviet Union lost the Cold War. Since the Cold War has passed, now Russia has decided to team up with China and Iran, which have a lot of differences among those countries, both theocratic differences with the regime in Iran and also territorial differences with China.
But they have a common enemy.
They have a common enemy, and they have a common purpose, and that has united them in the 21st century. And like as we speak right now,
for those of you who are Democrats and are listening, the common enemy is us.
Is us in the West?
And the
honestly,
West.
Yeah,
and the West.
The entire Western civilization. They believe that that was a mistake, and they got to revert that. So as we speak right now, Russia, China, and Iran are holding their sixth joint naval exercise in the Indian Ocean. The idea is to bring that.
I'm going to interrupt you. This is the third time I've interrupted in 5 minutes. I need to repeat this for those who aren't experts in the region. Russia,
China,
and Iran are having another naval exercise in the Sea of India.
In the Sea of India, with the intention of taking that to the Caribbean. That's what they're training for. They're training to bring that. They call themselves a multipolar force. And they're trying to bring that multipolar world into Latin America. They've already done it successfully for most of South America. But what they're looking at is the Gulf of Mexico. Because if you capture Mexico, as you're alluding to, that is the geopolitical prize. You now have the United States in checkmate. Because you got us from the south. And then if you get the Arctic and the Canada, you got us from the north. And then you're able to squeeze the United States in asymmetric pressure that we haven't responded to. So they're moving. And I think that they're moving specifically in 2024 because they don't know what's going to happen in 2025. The future is uncertain. Right. So they're counting on today.
Well, I mean, we had Putin basically endorse Biden last week and say, yeah, I'd like Biden back in the White House. Well, we know you'd like Biden back in the White House. Let's talk about, I want us to really do a graduate school deep dive because as a former military intelligence officer said, Afghanistan can be important, but it's very far away. Likewise, Iraq. But if Mexico really collapses, if we have not just cartels running the north, but if we have an insurgent, collapsed, failed state, that's far more damaging to America than something happening 8,000 miles away in the Caucasus or in Central Asia, correct?
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing, and I'll break this down a little bit how China operates, right? Because they hoodwinked most of Latin America into believing that most of their interests were economic in nature. They said, we're just here for trade and investment. And most of Latin America, they're always open to trade investment. Actually, when Hu Jintao went to Latin America in 2004, he promised $110 billion. Everybody's ears perked up. He actually fulfilled that promise. They were $180 billion by 2010.
Wow.
So, and now they're at $450 billion region-wide. But the reality of it is China today does not have the money to be able to pour into Latin America the way they did in the first decade.
They got problems domestically.
They got a housing crisis. They got a depopulation crisis. They got a political crisis and creeping inflation. So they're not going to be able to do what they once did during the commodity supercycle. But what they're doing is they're leveraging those investments on specific projects related to critical infrastructure. And there's three I'm going to mention right now. Space, ports and telecommunications. That's what the game is.
Which means you're controlling that landmass.
You're controlling the landmass. You're controlling the way things move in and out of the region. And you're establishing new trade routes.
We'll build you a massive port, yeah. But it's a Chinese port.
Exactly. A Chinese port that in the clauses of all the contracts says can be used for military exercises. So, as you know, yeah, there'll be cargo ships, but there'll be aircraft carriers that come next. So China has over 40 port infrastructure projects in Latin America where they're either expanding. 40, including four in Mexico, and the bigger ones. The one in Peru is going to be the biggest port. It's a mega port in a city called Chancay, the biggest port on the Pacific Ocean.
We could just spend the next hour talking about that. If you've got 40 ports in our hemisphere that can be used for military purposes in the contracts that China signs with those nations, that's dominance of trade. That's dominance geopolitically and militarily.
And that's strategic positioning.
Yeah.
And this is the thing about the invasion of Taiwan that nobody talks about. Like, what happens when they get to the other side of the Pacific? Right? They're not going to invade Taiwan just to stay in the blue ocean.
No.
They're going to look at source destinations.
What's next?
Yeah. And so South America, they have ports ready. The one in Peru, they're going to inaugurate in November this year. Xi Jinping himself said he's going to come to inaugurate it in November this year.
I have to ask because, you know, you are the expert. You're the smartest guy in this region that I know. Are the governments of these regimes in the region, are they dumb or are they just greedy? Because if you're saying, I'm going to sign a contract where communist China can use this new port or dozens of ports for military purposes, you have to be really greedy or really stupid.
It's a little bit of both, to be honest with you. But that's a good point because in my conversations, the number one pushback I get, right, is where's the United States, right? They're always like, where's the United States? Like, we don't want to work with China, but the United States doesn't.
We have to.
And I don't take that reasoning because I say, okay, I get it. The United States is absent. We've been absent. We have a weak administration. I get it. But what about your sovereignty?
Yeah.
What about your people? You know, don't do this for us. Yeah. Do this for yourself. And there's plenty of history and plenty of empirical evidence. Look at Africa. Look at the Middle East of what China does when they take up your infrastructure.
Well, and also we've never done that. We've never invested in other countries. I mean, unless you're talking about World War II or we never invest in another country and say that port is our military asset.
I mean, the closest thing to that would have been the Panama Canal, which we actually gave back to the Panamanians in the 1970s. So that, like, we don't really do that anymore. But I would say this. I would say, Yeah, there's merit to the argument the United States needs to do more. We need to reassert ourselves in the world, and specifically in Latin America. But the Latin Americans need to realize that Chinese are selling them fake investments.
Well, and they're buying their future.
Yeah.
They're basically buying the future of those nations. We're talking to Joseph Humira, Executive Director of the Center for a Secure Free Society, securefreesociety.org. Follow him at JM Humira on Twitter. That's HUMIRE. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is a very special one-on-one coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you enjoy the deep dive, real experts like Joseph, make sure you are subscribed. Never miss the long form. Whichever podcast platform you prefer, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, leave us a five-star review, and share the links with your friends. This is how we get the truth out and wake people up. And if 15 hours of radio a week is simply not enough time with Dr. G, join me and Mrs. G and my colleagues from Salem, Chris DeGaal, Mike Gallagher, and Jennifer Horn, for the trip of a lifetime. This July 4th, it's the Patriots Alaska Cruise, June 29th to July 6th. This is especially for you guys who just missed out on our trip to Israel. We took 350 of our dearest listeners to the Holy Land, and it was amazing. If you want to hang out with patriots who love America like you do and get to talk to me, it's going to be amazing. I've never been to Alaska. I've never even been on a cruise. Check out the itinerary. Reserve your cabin today. 240 already gone. SebGorka.com. That's SEBGORKA, SebGorka.com. The Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. And don't forget all the America First gear on our website, SebGorkaStore.com. We'll be back with Joseph Humira after these messages.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do. A controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it.
On that spring morning, I wore a shirt that got right to the point. There are only two genders. My principal pulled me out of class. I was told that people were complaining about the words on my shirt. It was enough to silence my speech. I was told that I would need to change my shirt before I could return to class. Rather than respecting my right to free speech, officials chose to censor me. That's why, with the help of Alliance Defending Freedom and the Massachusetts Family Institute, we filed a lawsuit calling on the court to hold my school accountable for violating my constitutional freedoms.
Since when does a child have to fight for his constitutional rights in America? I don't mean an unborn child that's about to be aborted and doesn't have the right to life and is denied them, but a 12-year-old schoolboy, that's Liam Morrison, who went to school one day wearing a T-shirt which said the truth. There are only two genders. and he was punished by the Middlesbrough Middle School of Massachusetts.
A 12-year-old?
For telling the truth. What would you do? Well, if you didn't have lots of money and lawyers at your disposal, the only real thing you could do to fight for your child's rights is to rely upon the amazing people at the Alliance Defending Freedom. They fought numerous cases all the way up to the Supreme Court. Remember Jack the Cake Baker? He was one of their clients. And ADF doesn't charge their clients a penny. Why? Because they're fighting for our constitutional rights, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of conscience. You could be the next person, but ADF will be there for you. Will you help Liam right now? Please make a donation to the Alliance Defending Freedom on my website. That's sebgorka.com. Be generous. I have a goal of $25,000 this month. Can you spare $100 for all of our religious liberties? It's probably the best investment you'll make. SEBGORKA and the Stand with ADF banner. Please go to sebgorka.com and help out Liam today. You can call in your donation, your gift. It is tax deductible on 855-374-4767. That's 855-374-4767. God bless every single one of you. We're back with the author of a book you need to understand what our enemies are doing in our backyard. It's Iran's strategic penetration of Latin America. Ilan Berman, oh wow, we like him too. And Joseph Humide of the Center for a Secure and Free Society. Securefreesociety.org. Okay, I just want to put this infographic up that you sent me literally in the green room about 30 minutes ago. This, for our listeners, is a map of China's ports. Communist China's infrastructure investments across Latin America. It is a sea of red. I will be posting it on my Twitter, my Facebook, my Instagram, because this man has the receipts for what's happening in America's backyard. Now, let's go a little bit closer to home, because he just got back from, this is one of the guys who doesn't sit in an office in, D.C. and just pontificates. He goes out and he actually does the research. Let's talk about the region. Let's put a map up there with both of us as well, so we can talk through the map. So, will you? We've got Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, Belize, Colombia at the end. We've got Mexico. Can you talk us through what the reality of this region in terms of penetration, democracy, authoritarianism?
Okay, so let's begin with, first, the recipe that they did in South America was to come in through diplomacy and economic engagement, and then they would switch that to intelligence and military cooperation.
So going first with trade deals. And then morph it over time into intelligence, covert military operations, and then just geopolitical influence.
Absolutely, with the strategic purpose of positioning. So let's go back to the map in Central America. So the country I just came back from is Honduras. Honduras is the country that most recently, the last country, I believe, in the world to break diplomatic relations with Taiwan in favor of the PRC.
So that's a really important metric. The last nation to break relations with free Taiwan in favor of communist China. Sending a message that we're on your side, China.
Yeah, and it's a socialist government in Honduras under President Xiomara Castro, who's good friends with Kamala Harris, I heard. Nonetheless, I was down there. And what really got my attention is this, and we were talking about this a second ago, is almost everywhere else that China has presence in Latin America, they boast about their presence. They put their flag up. They have their embassy. They hold receptions. In Honduras, they're hidden. Even though they have official relations, they won't deny that.
So they have an embassy, but it's not on the street with a flag.
It's in the fifth floor of a hotel in Tegucigalpa, the capital. It's in a suite, basically.
And the Chinese embassy is hidden inside a hotel.
Yeah, essentially.
Why?
I have no idea. I have no idea exactly why, but I'll tell you what I think. I think the reason is because they're trying to work with and through the Honduran government to not make the Honduran government look like a proxy of China, in fact, of which they are.
So to not give the impression that they've captured the state, but to use it as a smokescreen.
Correct. Given known that Taiwan, even though it doesn't have diplomatic relations, do have a lot of trade and commerce and cultural relations with Honduras. And then the second point to that is strategically, Honduras, if you look at it from the lens of a cockpit. It's pretty much that bridge in Central America from South America up to Mexico. And what you see is in Honduras is a big landmass that connects the Pacific to the Caribbean. So what China's been working on over time, both in South America and Central America, is building transoceanic railways, ways to connect the Pacific to the Atlantic and the Caribbean so they don't depend on the Panama Canal. Because once the Panama Canal it becomes collapsed or it becomes bottlenecked, you hit 7% of global shipping and 30% of U.S. trade. And that's essentially where they're going to go to. Right now, if that happens, you're going to hurt Chinese trade as well because they depend on the canal until they could get those transoceanic shipping online. And so that's another thing that they're doing in Honduras. They're actually building a port right on the end of the Pacific called San Lorenzo, the Gulf of Fonseca. And here's the thing. This is where I really figured out. They're really much rebuilding Soviet infrastructure. This is where the Cold War was happening. This is where the Soviets were putting all their money. If you go to the Gulf of Fonseca, if you look on the map, essentially the Soviets used to arm the Sandinistas in Nicaragua and send those weapons across the Gulf of Fonseca to the FMLN in Salvador, the guerrillas in Salvador. Wow. It was right through that waterway. The United States Marines and the Navy SEALs put a base inside the Gulf of Fonseca, which is now, under the new Honduran government, starting to work with China. So they're taking what the U.S. infrastructure was to stop the Soviets during the Cold War and taking it over and using it for themselves.
Absolutely stunning. We've only discussed one country so far. Yeah. It's the one that Joseph has just come back from. We need to know this. Why? Because this is the neighborhood. It's like you've got a nice house, but what if the rest of the neighborhood is taken over by bad guys? You need to know that, don't you? Well, that's the situation with America and south of the border. We'll go through them momentarily. But talking of T-shirts and our ADF campaign and freedom of speech, we just came up with this one. After the State of the Union from Joe Biden, a man who wouldn't say Laken Riley's name, and when he was heckled, he said it wrong. We've put Laken Riley's photograph on a T-shirt and her name. And all the T-shirt says is, say her name, Laken Riley. I can get things wrong. I think this is going to be our most popular item. I'm going to put one on. I'm going to wear it. I'm going to post it on social media. It's available today. Thank you, everybody who came up with that. SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore.com. And the Laken Riley T-shirt. If you want to have a secure border again, if you want sanity and prosperity, let's get President Trump back in the White House. Fly the flag that says, I stand with 45 at SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore.com. And support him directly at DonaldJTrump.com. That's DonaldJTrump.com. If you want to be on top of all the breaking news, make sure you're following me on social media. Just look for Seb Gorka on all the usual platforms, from Truth Social to Twitter to Facebook. You could watch us if you download the Salem News Channel app. And don't forget my Substack, SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's my whole name is one word, SebastianGorka.substack.com. This is America First, one-on-one. How do you feel? I feel great. And one of the reasons I believe I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month from hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of their fruits and vegetables over the past 20 years. You should check it all out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code GORKA to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them on 800-2468-751 and use discount code GORKA, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code GORKA to get 35% off.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Where else are you going to get a show like this? I mean, truly top-tier, briefing-level interviews with real experts. I do this show because I like to hear from the smartest, bravest people out there. If you enjoy listening as much as we love making the show, please support those who make America First possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, he irritates the left and they want to cancel him for good. He's a great patriot. He's a friend of President Trump's. Let's support him. We've been talking about China for half an hour. Let's stop buying Chinese garbage on Amazon and support an American man with an American company making goods here in the United States for you. It's not just the MyPillow, of which he sold 81 million, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. He's got more than 200 items on his website. Made here for you. Use my name for up to 66% off and free shipping. Call a human being. 800-829-8468 or go to mypillow.com and use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's 800-829-8468. Mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. You saw this new T-shirt that we've put on our website today, Joseph, of Lake and Riley, that I think is so important. Yes, we need to win the election and all the America First gear is there, but to have her picture and her name on a shirt that Americans can wear connects to national sovereignty, the border, millions of illegals. Will you talk to us about the case of Lake and Riley and why it's actually a geostrategic case?
Yeah, because Lake and Riley was killed not just by an illegal immigrant, but by a criminal that, according to the police reports, belongs to a Venezuelan prison gang called the Tren de Aragua. Now, that name's been come up a lot now recently. I've given interviews about the Tren de Aragua, but let me explain to your audience what the Tren de Aragua is. The Tren de Aragua is the fastest growing transnational criminal organization in the world. Only 6 years ago, it had presence in two countries in South America. Fast forward 6 years, it now has presence in 10 countries throughout the hemisphere, including the United States. Police reports from Chicago, from New York, from El Paso, from Miami have all reported Tren de Aragua members terrorizing their communities. But here's the thing about the Tren de Aragua. Tren de Aragua perhaps could be the first major state-sponsored transnational criminal organization, much like Hezbollah is to Iran, because the Venezuelan regime created it. And I'll explain that. Back in 2007, the Venezuelan government, under then Hugo Chavez, created a system in Venezuela called the Pranatos. The Pranatos is a system that turned over the prison to the prisoners. They basically created a warden of the prison that was a prison gang leader. And then in 2011, the Venezuelan regime created a Ministry of Prisons led by a woman named Iris Varela. And that Ministry of Prisons consolidated by doing inter-prison transfers of the prisoners under one prison in Tocoron, which is in the Aragua state. They consolidated the gang leaders to create one superstructure in one prison, which is where the Tren de Aragua grew their power.
With what goal? Is it because the state was trying to support these criminals? What was the logic of letting the prisoners run their own fiefdoms?
I think the Venezuelans had a grand strategy always of using mass migration as a maximum pressure campaign against the United States. And they specifically timed it to when President Biden was in office. When President Biden was in office, before they were terrorizing all of South America, right. The Tren de Aragua was well known in Peru and Chile. They have actually killed police officers in Chile. But when President Biden comes into office, they take them, they say, push them north. The border's open, push them north.
And then we have these reports that the crime in Venezuela has completely been depressed because they're literally, like President Trump warned us 7 years ago, they are sending the worst north. So that people who are killing the likes of Lake and Riley were in prison in Venezuela 2 years ago.
Yeah, they were in prison. And not only were they in prison, but they were moving mostly in South America. And the only reason they moved north is they create the logistical infrastructure through two points. The national airline of Venezuela, the state-owned airline Conviasa, flies more flights to Mexico than any other country in the world. So they created the air bridge into Mexico, shuttling all these migrants. And then they created the land bridge through the Darien Gap.
And then you said something the last time you were here about China and Russia's involvement. Can you explain in just 60 seconds?
Yeah, really quick. Weaponized migration, not only is it a real concept, but it's practically being used by the enemies of the United States. We saw it with Lukashenko in Belarus back in 2021. And we're seeing it today with Venezuela, mass migration, Haitian, Central America into the U.S. southern border. Russia, China, and Iran understand this. They can't apply sanctions on the U.S. What can they do is pressure us with drugs, migrants, and terrorists.
Yeah, destabilize the nation through irregular warfare,
right,
but not with their own soldiers, but with criminals that they're flying into Mexico who are then coming across the border.
Correct. And the whole strategy is to get the U.S. to submit, to get us to give up without fighting. And if you break the fabric of the United States, you may have a chance of doing that.
It is one of the most powerful observations from the original book on war by Sun Tzu. Or The Art of War, in which he says, what is the ultimate form of victory? to win without fighting, to break the will of your opponent without you yourself having to fire a shot. If you can destabilize a country from the inside, and think about it, if just 1% of the 8 million illegals that we know of that have flooded into this country under the Biden administration are terrorists or cartel members, those are divisional size assets. This is America First One-on-One, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. The latest product from our friends at Relief Factor. I am so excited about this because I was their guinea pig for 6 months, is Relief Factor Sleep. It's one of the most important things you can do in your life after exercise and eating well is to get a good night's sleep. If you've tried other products to aid you and, well, they didn't work or they left you drowsy in the morning, this product is the one for you. My wife used to get up 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. And now if she takes Relief Factor Sleep, she doesn't wake up till 7:30. I love it. Find out for yourself. You know the number. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to ReliefFactor.com/sleep. Get yourself a good night's sleep and feel refreshed in the morning. 1-800-473-5433. ReliefFactor.com/sleep. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Thankfully, the Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in 2 critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls, and in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. And they need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. Call 855-374-4767 right now or go to sebgorka.com and click on the ADF banner. With your help, I've pledged to raise $35,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to sebgorka.com or call 855-374-4767 to make your best gift right now. I know with your help, we can beat that goal and help make a generational difference for freedom.
You're listening to Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a man who's taken down Eastern European governments with just the sound of his voice.
The globalists want you to believe that another pandemic is just around the corner, and they want you to live in fear and to sacrifice your freedoms again. My advice, don't be afraid. Be prepared. That's why you need the Wellness Company. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals you can trust, and their emergency medical kits include life-saving medications such as ivermectin and Z-Pak to protect your family. You'll get emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasites. Instead of having to wait in fear dependent on what Big Pharma allows you to buy, you'll be ready. Go right now to TWC.health/Gorka. That's the Wellness Company, so TWC.health/Gorka, and add my name, Gorka, for an extra 10% off. The Wellness Company and their licensed doctors are medical professionals you can trust. That's TWC.health/Gorka, code Gorka. See site for details. Prescriptions may be required. It has fast become one of my favorite clips. It is from Senator Ted Cruz talking to who I believe is the most evil member, and I mean that very sincerely, the most evil member of the Biden administration, the Secretary for Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas.
What are these wristbands?
I don't know what they are.
You don't know what they are? Mr. Secretary, you have just testified to the American people you're incompetent at your job, because I've been to the southern border. And if you go to the southern border, along the southern border, you see thousands of these wristbands because the illegal immigrants wear them. The drug cartels, every color corresponds to how many thousands of dollars they owe the cartels. You have turned these cartels into multi-billion dollar criminal organizations. And these are modern day leg irons, because these are children being sold into sex slavery. slavery, and you don't even know what they are. That is astonishing.
It is astonishing, but not if your policy is to, what, purchase new voters? And because they've got brown skin, if you naturalize them, you think you'll have Democrats for life. That's the deep bigotry of the current administration. Joseph, can you give us a snapshot of what's happened in the last 3 years? Because it's not people want a better life and there's just these random groups of people crossing the border. I mean, the wristband thing tells you enough. Can you talk about how this is industrialized and how this is networked and how it's supported by bad actors who want to destabilize America?
Well, first, I mean, that's really astonishing, to be honest with you, that the Secretary of Homeland Security doesn't know what every law enforcement officer knows, that that's how they segment the different migrants. They give them different color wristbands, and that's basically like a purchase receipt for whatever you
paid. I paid $5,000. I paid $10,000. This is how much I still owe you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is like it's basic law enforcement 101, and the Secretary of Homeland
Security. There's not one sheriff deputy in a border county who doesn't know what that thing is, that the secretary doesn't know.
That's astonishing. That's astonishing. But to your question, so human smuggling and the twin cousin of human smuggling, human trafficking, which is an economic crime, sex trafficking, has probably on the verge of eclipsing drug trafficking in terms of profits for cartels and other illicit
actors. You don't have to make anything. You don't need labs.
Yeah. The labor costs are low. You don't need to, and you could actually recycle the costs because it's not, you know, the reason CPB measures this in encounters and apprehensions and not people, because it could be the same person that repeatedly tries to get across the border and they get taxed all the same. So this industry, I call it the migrant industrial complex, right? This industry includes NGOs. It includes lawyers. It includes law firms.
Things like Catholic charities.
It includes politicians. And it includes transportation networks. And what it's done is a booming industry to move massive amounts of people from all corners of the world.
We're talking about billions of dollars.
I mean, billions.
Don't go into building apartment blocks in El Salvador. They go into the pockets of crime cartels.
Yeah, like cocaine, for instance, is about $180 billion global industry. The fact that cartels are looking to wedge their cocaine industry for human smuggling tells you how big that industry really is. It's in the billions of dollars. And so what that's actually doing is it's creating incentives for all kinds of gangs from all over the world to come to the U.S. southern border.
And nations.
And nations. And the nations behind them. Right. Like the Chinese snakeheads, right? That's an organized crime gang that specializes in human smuggling that was smuggling Chinese migrants into Sri Lanka. They're now on the southern border because they're making more money at that than they do back in Asia.
Let's go back to our map of Central America and just tell us, you've talked about the land bridge, the importance of Nicaragua. Talk to us about the very top there, Mexico. What happens if they actually undermine Mexico more than it's already undermined?
So we need to really pay attention to Mexico. It has an election this year. The current president of Mexico is an anti-American. He hates the United States. He works with all the socialists in the region. He invites China in. But under President Trump, we put him in check. Yep. Because we said, listen, we understand you don't like us. We understand you have this socialist fantasies. But at the end, we're your largest trade partner. You depend on us, and we have a great defense
cooperation. He said we're going to put 30% tariff on goods unless you behave. And they behaved.
You do it. You could do it on goods. You could do it on remittances. Yes. You could do it on – we have leverage here.
Yeah.
The United States has leverage. Under the Biden administration, we have given all that leverage up. And by giving all that leverage up, what has happened? Mexico has gotten more embraced by China, Russia, and Iran. China is now not just developing ports, but is also looking at lithium as a strategic reserve to have concession on the lithium deposits. And this is the big secret about Mexico, is Mexico is going to position our adversaries' militaries into their country to destabilize destabilize the United States through special operations. And that's what we have to look forward to if their policies continue.
So it's not going to be missiles in Cuba.
No.
It's going to be irregular warfare actors literally in the nation that is just south of our border.
Yeah, and they're going to be flipping it on us. They're going to be basically using the cartels, using the human smugglers, using all
sending them through the open borders.
And radicalizing specific communities along the borders to be anti-American. to be anti-United States. Right. And that's the plan. That's the direction that they're going. However, they're banking on the re-election of President Biden. Yes. Because if President Biden's re-elected, they know how to play that card. They know the weakness that emits, and they know how to maneuver. They're really not hoping that President Trump comes back, because they know the amount of leverage that the United States can put on Mexico if we need to.
And that's why we have quite reliable reports in the last 3 weeks that there were talks between the Biden administration and the Mexican government to slow the roll, to just slow the caravans down until November so they can get Biden reelected. Slow the spigot. Don't make it look like it's as bad a crisis as it is, and then open the spigot and the borders again. And we're talking to the author of a crucial book, a co-author with our friend Ilan Berman. The book is Iran's Strategic Penetration of Latin America. And please check it out, as well as the website, securefreesociety.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome, ghastly swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor. It works. It's real. It is liberating over 1 million Americans right now from their daily pain. I happen to be one of them. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. Just listen to Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free, should be reason enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be out your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Yvonne, and over 1 million of your fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com. 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com. Don't wait another day. Do it right now. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides. So you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started, or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com.
Making sense out of today's nonsense, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
It really is that simple. Prosperity, safety, national sovereignty. You've got to pick a side. Do you want America? Do you want to save the Republic? If that's the case, fly the flag that says it all. I stand with 45, Trump 2024. Made in America. Get it at sebgorkastore.com. And our latest item fresh today, it's about everything we've been discussing. It's Lake and Riley's photograph with the words, say her name, Laken Riley. Get yours at sebgorkastore.com, sebgorkastore.com, where you can find all of my books and everything else that is America First. And please support the president directly at donaldjtrump.com. He is the executive director of an institute that is dedicated to a secure and free society. Go right now to securefreesociety.org. Last question. This has flown by. Thank you, Joseph, for telling the truth, for going to these places to find out what our enemies are doing in our hemisphere. My engineer wants to know, can we just start the Monroe Doctrine? Can we just rev it up and start it up again? Answer that question by telling us, what happens if the bad guys win in our hemisphere?
Well, if the bad guys win, I mean, it's checkmate against the United States. I mean, if we lose in Latin America, we will lose everywhere in the world. And that's the thing that a lot of the defense hawks don't understand. You can't support Ukraine. You can't support Israel if your border is going to collapse.
If you can't secure your backyard, you can't do anything.
If you lose your sovereignty, you're gone.
Right.
And so I argue not just the Monroe Doctrine. I mean, you could go back to Andrew.
Which means what stuff happens in our backyard is of a vital interest to America.
And no intervening powers from abroad. Yeah. You know, in that case, it was the European monarchies. Today, it's China and Iran and Russia. But the main fundamental premise here is if we go back to the founding fathers of Andrew Jackson in the Battle of New Orleans, of Thomas Jefferson and the idea of no entanglements, of James Monroe and the Monroe Doctrine, we understand that the basics of foreign policy is to have a secure area of affinity. America cannot be great if its neighborhood, as you said, is collapsing. And it doesn't make sense that the big brains in Washington all have grand strategies for every part of the world except the one in which we live. It's like China saying we have a big plan for the world but nothing for the Indo-Pacific. It makes no sense. So a successful strategy will prioritize our neighborhood, would prioritize a great power competition, actually competing against our adversaries and winning, and then securing our neighborhood so we could help our allies abroad.
This is really getting my geopolitical juices flowing. Here's my analogy. You got to boil it down to simple things. What we're seeing right now with the elites, the experts, is as if the mayor of Baltimore has plans for how to fix the drug problem in L.A. It's like, really? How about the shootings every weekend in Baltimore? That's the situation that these people have created in our country. I want to salute you, Joseph Humire, former Marine, Marine forever, Executive Director of the Center for a Secure Free Society. Thank you for continuing to serve the truth and our republic. You've been listening to a very special America First one-on-one. Who really killed Laken Riley? I think we heard the truth today. Make sure you are subscribed. Never miss any of our episodes. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Upon this continent, a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
February 8th, the White House. Question, Mr. President, why did you share classified information with your ghostwriter? The President, I did not share classified information. I did not share it. I guarantee I did not. That's not true, is it, Mr. Herr?
That is inconsistent with the findings based on the evidence in my report.
Yeah, so it's a lie. It's just what regular people would say, right? Yeah, all right. So the next one. And all the stuff that was in my home was in filing cabinets that were either locked or able to be locked. That wasn't true either, was it?
That was inconsistent with the findings of our investigation.
Another lie, people might say, right?
Inconsistent with the findings of my investigation? Those are weasel words. That's Washington speak. Special counsel, as was... Biden was lying. It's happening right now on Capitol Hill. The man who, I don't know, was he chosen to throw Joe Biden under the bus so he can be replaced? We have the perfect guest to uncover the truth. He should be there right now, but he's a good guy. He doesn't need his 3 minutes on C-SPAN. He believes in supporting you, the 3.5 million people across America, not just in his district, Texas 22, because he's one of the good guys. My only trouble is I don't spend enough time having cigars with him. And the second trouble is I don't know what to call him, because I should call him congressman or representative, or I could call him major, or I could call him sheriff. He's just a good friend and a patriot. Congressman Troy Nehls, welcome to America First.
Sam, good to be with you. I'll reach more people right here with you than I will being in that hearing right now.
That's absolutely
true. That's exactly right.
We have so much to discuss because of your new book, Borderless by Design. Couldn't be timed better. We are delighted to have you in studio with us for the whole hour. But first, since you've left Capitol Hill to come here, as this hearing has been going on this morning, I got to ask you, because you're a straight shooter. This guy is no Trump loyalist. He is, as far as I'm concerned, a bureaucrat's bureaucrat. Mm-hmm. This report, 388 pages, said, yeah, he committed felonies. He mishandled illegal documents. He wasn't the president, couldn't declassify them. He had stuff from when he was a senator, no skiff, cardboard boxes. Oh, but we're not going to prosecute him because he's a senile old guy. Is this the Democrats finding a way to get rid of this liability? What's your take on special counsel Herr and the whole report as a member of the Judiciary Committee?
Yeah. A very long report, well over 300 pages. Listen, the hearing this morning, I think we laid it out there, Chairman Jordan and several others that spoke. We know that Joe Biden has admitted he knew he had classified documents in several areas, whether it was at his home, his garage, another place, his workplace. So we've identified that, right? And I believe that Mr. Herr also identified that he admitted that Biden admitted that he's got property documents. But what Herr was talking about more was about when he was interviewing Joe Biden is his mental state, the mens rea of the crime. Right? Is he culpable? Was he culpable at the time? Did he knowingly or purposely, willingly hold these documents? Now, many will say, yes, he did. He did. But according to Herr, he felt it was not enough for him to go beyond a reasonable doubt, that he felt that they had a crime, but he didn't know if he would be able to convince a jury that he was mentally, I guess, coherent or capable or competent to be able to get beyond a reasonable doubt. It's just his opinion. It was just his opinion.
And I understand that, but there's a problem with that take from him.
Yeah.
As a guy who still has a top secret clearance, I am fully aware that it is one of the very unusual statutes in U.S. law that mishandling of classified information is a felony irrespective of intent.
Yeah.
Whether you're selling it to the North Koreans or leaving it on a subway car, it's the same quality of felony in the mishandling. So the mens rea of whether he's left it in a cardboard box, it doesn't matter, it's still a crime. Yeah. So what do you think the intent is here? Is the intent to whitewash, or is the intent to say, yeah, he's a bad guy, but he's senile, so we need Gavin Newsom or somebody else in November? You're a seasoned politician.
Yeah.
What do you think the strategy is on the other side?
Well, it would be very, very difficult for the American people to truly try to understand that you can clear Joe Biden for this. He admits he has documents at his house. He was riding with his ghostwriter. I mean, we all know it. We all knew that he had documents at his house by his Corvette, his car garage. So how do you go after Donald Trump? Now, Donald Trump in the history has been the only president or vice president that has ever been charged for something like this. Another first for this corrupt DOJ and this administration. And really, what this truly is election interference. So I think if you clear Joe Biden of this,
then the other case
you're
collapses.
Going to have to clear
right.
Donald Trump of this. There's no, they're the same, in my opinion, but even different, more. Donald Trump did it while he was the president. He felt that he could declassify these.
Well, and he had declassification authority.
And yes, right. And Joe Biden didn't have that as a vice president or when he was a senator. So
let's talk about all the other, it looks, whether it's Fannie Willis with the $700,000 for a lover and all that kind of stuff. Jack Smith being delayed because of the Supreme Court and the immunity. Is it your expectation, as somebody who's been following this from inside Capitol Hill, that these, as you said, attempts to use the judiciary to affect election interference, are they just going to all collapse, Congressman?
Well, I think you're going to, Jack Smith and I think it's Judge Cannon, you're going to have to wait till after the election.
Right.
This is election interference. Yeah. All of these different indictments against Donald Trump is election interference, from phony Fannie to Alvin Bragg to Letitia Peekaboo James. It's all election interference.
Peekaboo, Letitia James, and phony Fannie. We're going to have to remember those. We're talking to Congressman Troy Nehls, Texas 22, proudly serving on the judiciary. Judiciary Committee, a member of the Freedom Caucus, nehls.house.gov. That's N-E-H-L-S. We've got to talk about the book, but before we get to that, with the latest breaking news from RNC headquarters, with Lara Trump firing lots of deadwood, I've got to ask you the big question that 74 million Americans want to know. Is it our party now? Is the GOP party America First? Is it GOP? Are the rhinos, like, walking out the door?
It better be. It is America First. It better be. Listen, Donald Trump, and you know, we had early voting in Texas. And I was there for 2 weeks. I was unopposed, obviously, unopposed. But everybody would come up. We would talk about this and that. So many people love Donald Trump in the great state of Texas. I talked to thousands of voters. I had seven people that expressed their outrage with me because of Donald Trump. But did you see that article today where there's a $50 million campaign now? It's Republicans against Donald Trump.
You're a mind reader. We've got the clip. We're going to play it. Yeah, they're desperate, right?
Well, this is why Republicans can't win elections. This is why Democrats are winning, because the Republican Party, you got these soft Republicans that don't like the leader of our party, our nominee, and this is what you're going to do. Shame on them. We ought to kick them out of the party, Seb. Kick them out of the party.
So you're confident that the rhinos are a dying breed and they're going to be extinct soon?
Well, they should be. And this is Donald Trump's the leader of the party. He puts America first. If you're a rhino and you put America first, we may want to keep you.
I just love the fact that I've got my copy right now in my sweaty hands of his book. And the dedication isn't anything about me. It's just Seb. God bless America and Trump. That's how America First this man is. We're going to enjoy the whole hour with him. If 3 hours of radio a day simply isn't enough, if you want to meet real MAGA patriots that love this nation as much as I do and the congressman does, what are you doing this July 4th? We're going to Alaska for our Patriots Alaska Cruise, June 29th to July 6th. This is especially for all of you who missed our trip to the Holy Land a year ago. Join us on a beautiful liner going to the most beautiful state in the Union, after Texas. I've never been on a cruise. I've never been to Alaska. Book your cabin today. 240 of you have already done so. Don't miss it. You know you want to join us. SebGorka.com. Check out the amazing itinerary. Reserve your cabin today. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorka.com. And if you enjoy the deep dive, the long-form discussions like the one we're having with the congressman, make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. Go to your podcast platform of choice, Salem, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify. Plug in my name. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. And if you are America First, then fly the flag that says so. I stand with 45 Trump 2024 Made in America. Get it at SebGorkaStore.com. And we're going to talk about the border, our latest product released today. It's a photograph of the 22-year-old nursing student who's murdered by a Venezuelan illegal. And it says, say her name, Laken Riley. Get yours at SebGorkaStore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A store.com. And support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. We'll be back with the congressman after these messages.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.